because there's so much talk of space, I want to welcome Niamh Shaw to the programme this morning. Dr. Niamh Shaw, good morning to you. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too, Ryan. How are you?
Of course you acted down through the years, but and you're called a space enthusiast, but you're much more than that. You're evangelical, are you not?
I am a little bit, yeah. I am a little bit like overly passionate about all things space and the opportunities that it can have to us as a species and how it can help us look back on ourselves and realise how small we are, but together we can do incredible things. Definitely evangelical about space.
I love that.
Good word.
I love that. And you know, when you look at all the coverage of the Apollo and Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins and Buzz Aldrin and everything in the last few days and weeks, this is your sort of spatial Mardi Gras.
It really is. You're right. Like, we've been preparing, the whole space community has been preparing for this for at least a year. You know, we've been racking our heads and thinking about, well, what different things can we do and what different events can we have, and reaching out to people, you know, like trying to make contact with the Apollo, anybody involved in the Apollo missions and stuff, to try and make it special. But yeah, it's the big, it is the Mardi Gras without any shadow of a doubt, because you speak to anybody involved in the space industry and above a certain age, mm-hmm. I would say that 95% of them were inspired by the moon landing. They all have the story about staying up late and watching it at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, if they're in America or you know, whatever part of the world they're in. So it had a profound effect on making people realize that together we can make the impossible possible.